The World Health Organization is warning the international community that cuts to global health funding could come at the expense of millions of lives. That's after the US government announced the suspension of funding for foreign aid. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Director General of the WHO, is urging the Trump administration to reconsider the move. He says removing direct funding from the US Agency for International Development and the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention could set the fight against diseases like HIV/AIDS back 20 years. The WHO is also warning that efforts to combat polio, malaria and tuberculosis are in jeopardy.
Almost 24 million people living in such crises are at risk of not being able to access essential health services. More than 2,600 health facilities in 12 humanitarian crises have already suspended services, at least partially, or will do very soon.